Hi, this is Nick with Temple of Geek, and thanks for speaking to us.
Thank you. Hi.
Thank you.
Hello. First off, congratulations on such a wonderful show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Talking to you first, Michaela, your character Mallory is essentially the warrior. How was it for you stepping into a role like that?
It was a little intimidating, especially, like bringing this already beloved character from the books and then from the movie, bringing it back and reimagining her. To step into those shoes was a little bit daunting, but I had the help of our amazing writers, the original authors of the books, and of course all the work that I did as an actress, and it was really fun. It was fun to bring a little bit more of myself to her too.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. Noah, let me ask you. Your character Simon is essentially kind of the moral compass, like sees the good in people in this show. And what was your focus on bringing sincerity to a character like that?
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's a great way to put it. He's sort of, yeah, the moral compass for everybody. I think in a lot of ways, he's like the shoulder that the family can come to lean on, whenever they're going through something. And me personally, I could relate to him in a lot of ways. He's loving and compassionate. He's very sincere, and he shows you what he's feeling in that moment. And I tried to bring that a lot into the character.
That's great. Lion, your character Jared presents as kind of the typical angsty, troubled teenager. How did you approach bringing complexity to a character like that?
Well, Jared essentially is the scapegoat of the family, and he's kind of blamed for everything. And I really wanted to, yes, he has these issues, and yes, he sees them as flaws, but he's really just human at the end of the day. Like his mother tells him, and I really wanted to emulate that and bring that and respect mental health. And I'm so lucky and grateful to have been a beacon for something that's so prevalent in today's modern generation.
It really is. Can I ask any of you, what was it like to be able to kind of dive into this dark but magical world?
Honestly, it got even darker than I thought it would. Like watching the episodes for the first time, I was like, oh, it was like we're going there. Okay. So even I don't think audiences are going to expect it, but I think they're going to be pleasantly surprised by the lengths that we go to.
Definitely. Yeah. People are going to see I mean, because it's an aged up modern take, on, the original Spider-Man books and movie, but it takes the original, content and just sort of adds a twist to it. And people are definitely going to see that and they're going to respect it. And there's a lot of twists and turns for the audience to enjoy.
Let me ask you, is there something in particular that you're really excited for audience to see in that regard?
I'm so excited for everyone to see Malgorath. I mean, he is so cool. I mean, he's less of a rampaging tyrant and more of a cunning and conniving antagonist. And to really, I'm really excited for everyone to see Christianized cat and mouse dynamic. I mean, we have this kind of Peter Pan and Hook thing going on, and it was really fun to play and improvise. And I'm so excited for everyone to see that.
Thank you so much for talking with us.
Yeah, thank you so
Thank you
much.
so much.
Great talking.